It is said that the first woman was taught how to weave from the celestial weaver Ixchel, the goddess of the moon. Since then, for thousands of years, weaving has been an integral aspect of cultural identity, preserving indigenous tradition and economic contribution to their households for Maya women. From generation to generation, Maya mothers have taught their daughters how to wrap themselves in the same backstrap loom that was used by their ancestors to create beautiful fabrics. Fabrics that have become world-renowned here in Guatemala, the cradle of Maya culture. The intricate textiles carry esoteric designs and symbols of underlying traditions and the Maya cosmovision. Women often express their personal histories and identities into the complex designs. Therefore, weavers have been vital in preserving several important elements of ancient culture. Encoded in the interconnected threads, these elements escaped the brutal fate of the indigenous books that were mercilessly burned by the Spanish colonizers. Even though Maya women were quite literally often left with nothing more than the clothes on their backs, in that clothing, an ancient sacred legacy survived and was preserved. A legacy of our mothers and their mothers, leading all the way back to the feminine divinity of the moon. The process incorporates all natural ingredients from various local plants to create a vast array of dyes and vibrant colors, as well as the primary material of cotton. First, she loosens and cleans the cotton and removes any debris. Then, she softens the cotton by patting it down to further loosen the fibers. Then, taking a ball of cotton in her hands, she gently connects it to a small device to begin manually spinning the cotton ball into string. She then uses this wooden apparatus to prepare the newly made string to be dyed. After soaking the string, she then takes a pot of boiled palo de Campeche, an indigenous tree wood known for its ability to create deep purple pigments as a natural dye. After straining the pigments from the plant into a clay pot, she then dips the string directly into the plant dye, creating a beautiful lavender shade. The longer it is soaked, the deeper the potential for the shade. After wringing out the newly dyed string, she sets it aside to dry with the others, which will soon be ready to be woven together into something beautiful. She prepares the backstrap loom with a variety of colors to be woven, with one end of the loom around the bottom of her waist and the other end around a tree. She begins weaving in the same manner that the goddess Ixchel is often depicted performing. The same manner as all her ancestors who came before her. It was a connective experience for me to do the same and learn these ancient methods of our shared Mayan ancestors. With the help of my new friends at Tinte Maya, a female-owned workshop of 25 Maya artisan women, I soon found myself tied to a tree, using the backstrap loom to create my own fabric from several hand-dyed colors. Speaking of color, do you know what your color is? That was the first question a Maya shaman asked me during a sacred ceremony. Or rather, what is your true nature? What parts of yourself have you become disconnected from? How can you reconnect back to your origin, your pure color, to who you were before we began to be domesticated by society? When did you start suppressing aspects of your personality, your passions, your thoughts, your talents, your fears, because of what other people said to you, or ridiculed or criticized you for? Shame is an external emotion. It does not come from within us, from our true nature, from our true color. When did you begin to change that color, to try blending it into other colors, lightening it, darkening it, in order to literally blend in? The textiles of the Maya teach us that the true beauty of the grand design is found in each color shining in its individual vibrant essence, intertwined with one another, but never blending into one another. Many colors in diversified unity create the beauty we see reflected in our indigenous fabrics. and the beauty we see reflected in all of us.